Nolte, Berkeley professor admits she incorrectly identified as American Indian. By John Nolte on May 5, 2023. California Berkeley sociology professor Elizabeth Hoover has admitted she is not an American Indian after posing as one for her whole life. What's with all these Elizabeths pretending to be Indians? Hoover's gazillion-word statement posted Monday is exactly what you'd expect from a Cal Berkeley professor. A ton of gobbledygook about causing harm and affiliated indigenous peoples and subverting the sovereignty of the nations I was identifying with and access to spaces and environmental justice and something called food justice. Yes, Elizabeth the fake Indian too is putting on the hair shirt and using all the correct buzzwords. Above all, this white lady is blaming her family. I am a white person who has incorrectly identified as Native my whole life. Based on incomplete information, she writes, adding that she uncritically lived an identity based on family stories without seeking out a documented connection to these communities. Having my family claim Native identity does not mean Native nations claimed us, she continues. By claiming an identity as a woman of Mohawk and Mi'kmaq descent without confirming it with communities of origin and blah, blah, blah. So now we have another Elizabeth who faked being an Indian to advance her academic career. At least this Elizabeth admits to that. Identifying as a Native person gave me access to spaces and resources that I would not have otherwise. Resources that were intended for students of color. Before taking part in programs or funding opportunities that were identity-related or geared towards underrepresented people, I should have ensured that I was claimed and returned by the communities I was claiming. Hoover adds that, by avoiding this inquiry, I have received academic fellowships, opportunities, and material benefits that I may not have received had I not been perceived as a Native scholar. You think? One thing that gives her away as a fake Indian is her use of the word Native. Most Indians prefer to be called Indians. Hoover joined UC Berkeley in 2020, and some 300 students and professors are demanding her resignation. Regardless, these stories always bring me back to a much more important point, which is this. There is so little racism and bigotry in America, people are falling all over themselves to pose as sexual and racial minorities. In fact, the social currency and career benefits are so generous for sexual and racial minorities. People are pretending to be trans, bi, black, Indian, whatever. They're even making up categories like non-binary and pansexual. If this country were a tenth as bigoted as the liars in the corporate media claim, no one would be passing as a minority. Instead, we would still be in a situation where minorities try to pass as white. The story's moral is this: Americans are a great and tolerant people. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, FNC's Tucker Carlson, rewriting history is dangerous. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.